We still have not seen a bill introduced. The draft bill that the governor released about a week and a half ago has been circulating and has gotten some pretty negative reactions from a lot of quarters. On Friday, a new analysis came out from Mike Ferguson, the former longtime chief state economist, who looked at how it impacted various local governments and school districts if that bill were to take effect. And he concluded that it would have a devastating impact on school districts because the replacement funding under that bill for local governments is in perpetuity. But for school districts, it lasts only as long as their voter-approved levies are in place, and those only last for 1 to 2 years. So as soon as those expire, there would no longer be any replacement funding for school districts. And that was just one of several items he identified in the bill that could have a particularly harsh impact on school funding in the state of Idaho. And of course, we had listening sessions earlier this legislative session at which superintendents from school districts and school board members came in from all around the state and said that school districts are currently facing a funding crisis in Idaho.
And a lot of cities, municipalities, they don't like the idea either.
They're very worried. And certainly a lot of talks are going on. It's all been in back rooms thus far. Perhaps this is a week that some of it will emerge into the public with introduction of a bill, or perhaps not. Perhaps it's just not ripe.
I'm walking around the halls, looking into committee rooms. They're very busy. They're full of a lot of people paying attention. What's hot this week?
Well, among the things that we're seeing come out are a lot of gun bills and, of course, a lot of education bills. 1 week from today, the Joint Finance Appropriations Committee is scheduled to set the school budget. And there are a ton of bills circulating that have impact on the school budget, including making some changes that are related to reviving some of the measures that were in Propositions 1, 2, and 3, particularly Proposition 1 that were voted down. So we may see hearings on some of those bills this week. There's quite a bit of talk about a new charter school funding bill that has been introduced and that also would have a big impact on the school budget. It would actually divert a portion of the public school budget right off the top to pay for buildings for charter schools. What regular school districts do is they ask local voters to increase their own property taxes to pay for buildings. So this would be a different funding mechanism. Right now, charter schools have no funding mechanism for buildings.
And we have to get those in effect or wrapped up in theory before JFAC, the budget committee, can figure out how much to spend on schools.
Not necessarily. They could go back and pass trailer bills and adjust what they'd already set. But it does seem to make some sense that in setting the budget for the schools next year, they'd want to have some direction overall on where they're going, rather than perhaps setting a direction and then changing it piecemeal in dozens of different ways that various bills would require. But that's kind of what we're looking at this year.
And what about these gun bills?
There are a plethora of them. There are several more being introduced just this morning in the House State Affairs Committee. And these are all pretty much gun rights bills. These are not bills to restrict gun rights. They are bills aimed at protecting gun rights by doing things like saying, no matter what federal law says, no Idaho law enforcement officer can take away somebody's gun, things like that. And so we're going to see quite a few of those come out and have their committee hearings. There's one going on right now and emerge out onto the floor for debate. And I would predict strong support for gun rights in the state of Idaho. That's been clearly demonstrated already by our legislature.
And some of those would have very little effect in the big grand scheme of things. If the federal government did do something, the state really can't say no.
It's unclear exactly what some of these bills would do. Many of them are more designed, I think, perhaps to send a message, to make a statement. But they could have unintended consequences, and some questions are being raised about some of them.
What else do you see is hot this week?
The state exchange is still a very, very hot issue, the state health insurance exchange. And after that dramatic debate in the Senate last week, the ball has been kicked across to the House. And today there was supposed to be a hearing on the freshman bill to make modifications to that legislation from the governor to require more legislative oversight. But that's been put off, and it's up in the air as to whether the House will choose to combine the freshman bill with the governor's legislation, let them go forward separately, consider other changes. And we're all kind of waiting to hear. And we should get news on that this week.